Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know that feeling when you're just running on empty? Like you're dragging your feet through life, barely keeping up with the demands piling up around you. Well, that's burnout, my friends, and it's a real drag. But guess what? We can overcome it together. Today, we're diving into the Stoic wisdom of finding balance in our hectic lives, because let's face it, life's a marathon, not a sprint. And to run that marathon, we need a steady pace and a whole lot of inner strength. Now, Stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, okay. It's about understanding your emotions, managing them wisely, and focusing on what you can control. And believe me, there's a ton of power in that. So how do we use Stoic principles to battle burnout and find balance? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways for you today that are going to rock your world. First off, accept what you can control. This is a huge one. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? Well, it probably is. But dwelling on things outside your control just drains your energy. Instead, focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. It's about shifting your perspective from why me to what can I do. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, although that can be helpful. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, really listen when someone is talking. Mindfulness helps you to stress and appreciate the little things, which are often the most important things. Third, set healthy boundaries. This is crucial for finding balance. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and energy like a precious resource because they are. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself and your well-being. Fourth, find purpose and meaning. Stoicism emphasizes living a virtuous life, contributing something meaningful to the world. What are you passionate about? What gives your life purpose? Whether it's volunteering, pursuing a creative hobby, or simply being a supportive friend, find activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. And lastly, cultivate gratitude. This sounds simple, but truly appreciating what you have can make a world of difference. Take time to acknowledge the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, which can be incredibly empowering. You know that feeling when you're neck deep in work, emails are exploding, and deadlines are looming. Suddenly, everything feels overwhelming, right? You're juggling tasks like a circus performer, but the stress is starting to get to you. That's where Stoicism can really shine. Imagine taking a deep breath, remembering that not all of those things are within your control, and focusing on what you can do. Maybe it's tackling one task at a time, prioritizing what's most important, or even just stepping away for a few minutes to clear your head. By applying these Stoic principles, you can regain control, reduce stress, and actually feel productive instead of just busy. So remember, finding balance isn't about achieving perfect equilibrium every single day. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being, focusing on what truly matters, and using the power of your mind to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. That's it for today's Daily Virtue Dose. I hope you found these insights helpful. Remember, take one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and keep striving for that inner balance. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.